Hey, what's up, everybody? This is D. Sebastian Yancey coming at you on this beautiful Monday morning to tell you about Battle of the Brews board game and how it went last Friday night. First off, I want to say thank you to everyone who was able to join in. I appreciate y'all so much. I can't say that enough because, again, you're deciding to spend an hour and a half to play a board game. And I know that most of the people that I actually know aren't into them. So for y'all to then take a chance, come through, and then have a great time and keep coming through, I love y'all and I appreciate you because you're supporting what I am doing. You're supporting what I'm doing, not what I'm trying to do, what I'm doing. Now, to get into the episode, let me go ahead and say that Battle of the Brews is the game that I am going to be publishing. I am still making sure that it's going in the right direction by having mini play tests still happen at these bars and cafes. And so far, things are great. It was 10 people that signed up. Everybody came, which was beautiful. And I set up two board games. The game fits 8 players, but at first it was 9 people. So I was like, okay, time for 2 board games. And ended up making 2 of them happen. And that was going extremely well. The rules were understood for the most part, which again, I am always going to find something that needs to be adjusted. And one of those small things was about moving on the map and how the only thing you can't do, because you can go anywhere on the map, is you can't go back in the exact amount of spaces you went forward. So that means if you are moving forward 3 spaces, you cannot directly go back those exact 3 spaces, which was a really small fix. It says it, but it was a really small fix. Wording is everything. Rules are the toughest part when it comes to making board games. Understand that. But there was a time when a couple did have to leave, and a really cool thing happened was I got to merge 2 games. And when the couple left, I merged the folks together. At first they were like, how are you gonna do this? And you know, you just gotta just roll with the punches, you know? So what I ended up doing was I asked everybody that was in the game that had the smaller group of people, where are you on the map? They showed it to me, and then I checked the game of the other group, and those spaces where the smaller group were unoccupied. So I literally just picked their pieces up, put them in those unoccupied spaces, and the game kept going. Now, to get into the fun of the game, the fun was seeing people do what Battle of the Brews does best, which is give you opportunity to engage with people that are not playing. And it's the bomb, because again, I have these cards that are set up and worded in such a way that allows you to go be a little courageous, and guess what? It's not gonna cause anything crazy to happen, but it's just enough that keeps things really exciting. And I don't mind saying I did have, and I'm gonna jump from the fun to this critique that was needed. It was needed, and that's another thing that I love about everybody, is because I make sure to keep a very open line with me of no fuss. Share with me whatever you want that needs to be adjusted, because it's y'all that make this game what it is. I make the base, but then y'all, you know, put it in the right, you know, nails and everything and keep it and hold it together. But anyway, so as I'm watching the game, a few things happened. One of those things was I got to see everybody drinking, which was cool. That's the point of it. It's Battle of the Brews. And then I got to see people getting competitive. Now, I ended up playing as well, and I did notice that the main 2 things that you end up focusing on, but you don't ever, well, I didn't feel I focused on at the same time, is 1, the drinking, and then 2, the playing the game for what it is, because the game actually has a real background to it that makes it competitive. It has some real weight. And so you don't even have to be drinking to play this game and still find it competitive and fun, which is a good thing. But as I was playing, I started off with my goal to play the game to win. And then people started doing things that activated moments for me to drink, whether it be by battle or by landing on shoot your shot tile. And that swayed me off from trying to win to now let me try to get people back. And when I stepped out of the game and I was watching everybody else still play, the third thing that I saw happen was when the game did get stopped for tile purposes, they were socializing. Now, given all of them don't know each other, so at the level they were socializing and seeing numbers exchange, like if you were sitting back, you wouldn't think that they were doing something boring. You can tell that they're engaged, and they're engaged in a good way. So I was like, for me personally, I'm like, I like that. And I like the purpose of the game in winning. And then I like the drinking aspect, but I was still having such a hard time as defining the end game, the closer on this game. Because at first for me, it was set up as when the time runs out, the game's over. But that wasn't enough. And I saw one of the players, it was his first time, and I was talking to him about it, and I was asking him. And Hamilton, my man, he ended up saying the perfect thing or way to end the game. I'm not even going to say it on this podcast. You have to be at a game to realize what it is. But after he said what he said, I soaked that in and gave it a minor tweak. But this is because of him. I'm so thankful. That allows people to stay competitive, drink, socialize, and it puts the game at a perfect end to where, guess what? You will not be drunk. Unless you just still choose to do extra drinking. But it was the closer for me in my mind. It was the, oh my God, I can't wait to the next game. And oh my God, guess what? There hasn't been a game that hasn't went well anyway. So now that he's given me the cherry on top, the way to close that door, I'm excited for the next one. I'm excited for what's to come because I have a vision that I don't think I've ever seen for a board game with Battle of the Brews. I see something that is going to make waves in the nightlife, like truly. And that's because this game doesn't involve just people sitting at one spot as much as it creates a community that really reaches out beyond the people that you're around. And I gain more followers because that always happens. And that is another pure sign. People are out right now, dressed up, and they're drinking, and they're chilling with their friends. And for them to come over, look over, end up talking to us, whether it be because of the action of the game or something else, it's a sign that I'm about to bring a wave, a new wave, to the nightlife, more or less. It's not about getting drunk. It's not about going crazy. It's how I can now bring you all to a point to where you enjoy how you socialize, you enjoy how you communicate it, you make new friends, and so much more. So I'm gonna end that episode now because I'm about to go in here and train one of my awesome clients. Thank y'all so much. Stay tuned for so much more, and I'll see you soon for the future games. Peace, love, thank you for the support so much. Love y'all, and bye.